晚上，哎，我最近在思考一些事情，非常的惆怅。
What's on your mind?
Just can't work out any proper explanation. 我就是想不明白。
嗨，中东那几个国家啊，这仗也不是才打的了，千年的积怨呢，您跟那儿发愁也没用啊。
I'm sorry, what?
台海局势呢？对，是换个新领导人，但是您也不要太过担忧 ，Your Majesty.
Well, Your Excellency, I was not worried about the Middle East or anything political.
吓我一跳。
All the economics, all the stock market, 爱平盘平盘，爱熔断熔断，走你死我，手起刀落，斩仓割肉，转身我就走，你喊都喊不回来。
That sounds so familiar.
Stupid 护士 ，stupid 护士。
That's very true.
Stupid system, I curse you.
I thought it's already been cursed. 别说了哈，再说下去要爆粗口了。
我骂出来感觉好多了，哎 ，feeling much better, feeling good. A stupid 护士 ，damn you.Rotten hell! Excuse my French. It's funny and funny and crushy and dark. A little piece of heaven, and I still want to go. I know my happy ending, but you don't have a clue. But where I want to be is a place. A place called you.
你到底想什么事儿呢？
哦，差点忘了。I've been thinking about English.
Sorry?
English, the language.
Of course you have.
I've been doing a lot of research on it lately.
有什么研究结论吗？
结论是 English is a crazy language.
Okay. And why is that?
英语真的是种很奇葩的语言啊！首先第一条啊，毫无逻辑可言。
You don't say.
哎，我先从词汇给你论证哈。我问你 ，park 是什么意思？
公园呢？
还有呢？
停车泊车 ，like car park is the place where people park their cars.
What is called parking lot in America? 停车场。
Anyway, what seems to be the problem?
好，既然 park 是停车，为什么 parkway 又变成了道路了呢？
风景大道，
而 driveway 这个地方却可以停车。
车库前的小道嘛，当然可以停车。
You don't find that confusing? I mean, you park on the driveways and drive on the parkways.
你这么说是挺逗吧
？Highway 这个字也不对呀。
公路 highway。
对呀，普通公路叫 highway， 那你让高速公路情何以堪呢？
高速公路叫 motorway。
美国叫 freeway， 你说这个造词法它科学吗？再比如、there's no ham in hamburger。
Hamburger 里面一般是放牛肉的，不放火腿。
对呀、那叫 hamburger， 但没有 ham。
哦，你要这么说的话，菠萝这个词也不对。
我正想跟你说呢 ，pineapple again， there's no apple in pineapple，
nor pine。
Also， why do you call an eggplant an eggplant？ You see， obviously there's no egg in it。
我这个事儿呢。你也不能太较真儿，如果人家外国人较起真儿来问我们老婆饼的事儿，我们也不好解释。
饼里面没有老婆呀，
还有夫妻肺片。
别说了。但是英语中还有一堆奇葩的近义词、反义词的。
What do you mean?
那你看 ，man 和 guy 这俩词的意思差不多吧
？Yes, they're synonyms.
好 ，man and guy 是近义词。
嗯。
但是 wise man 和 wise guy 却完全不同。
Wise man 是聪明人 ，wise guy 呢是自作聪明的人。
其实就是穷心眼的意思。
Like a smart ass.
Ah, mind your language.
Excuse my friend.
但是呢，有些看起来不同的词组，意思又一样了。
Like what?
A few 和 a lot 反义词组，对吧？
嗯哼。
But quite a few and quite a lot share the same meaning.
都是指很多，嗯，你接着说，有点意思。Go on.
Yes, go on.
嗯，
就说 go on 这个词组啊。
What about it?
Go on and come off 这俩词组 ，they have opposite meanings, right?
Go on and come off 严丝合缝的反义词组，跟天对地，雨对风一样。
大陆对长空。
山花对海树。
赤日对苍穹。
对。
但当你说 what's going on 和 what's coming off 的时候，他们的意思就一样了。
Both mean what is happening or is everything all right?
还有 slim 和 fat 这对词。
Slim is the antonym of fat.
反义词对吧？
对。
shockingly, slim chunks and fat chunks are the same.
Both mean poor chance, 机会渺茫。
意思又一样了。Can you believe that?
That's quite funny, yeah.
哎呦，心好累啊。还是中文好理解。
是吗？那请问你，大胜敌军和大败敌军的区别是什么？OK, 那好容易跟好不容易的区别是什么呢？
哎呦，我的个天哪。It's sunny and sunny and crunchy. 亲爱的听众朋友们，你们还在吗？ Hello?
有人吗？
Hello?
有人在吗？
没声音。
估计大部分都已经听昏过去了。
Long ago, when far away. 单复数也得吐槽。
不会得变形是吧？哎呀，硬背呗，一共也没几个。
不，我是说原则问题。你说，他们这个单数、复数是依照什么原则确定的呢？
原则就是怎么样能把外语系的学生虐得最惨，就怎么来。
对，比如裤子。
嗯。
English people say a pair of pants or jeans or shorts.
嗯哼。Because there are two legs.
因为有两条腿，那肯定还有两条袖子呢。
But a shirt is singular.
啊 ，shirt 却是单数。
Oh, I see what you mean.
对吧，对吧？
这个不是最奇葩的例子。
其他的还很多呢。
Yes, like pants or trousers, as the British call them, okay? They are plural.
复数。
Because we believe that they have two legs.
嗯哼。
But think about panties. Right? Panties, okay? They don't even have any legs. But still count as plural. A pair of panties. Can you believe that?
That's true.
Here's the best part. Panties are plural. But bra, right?Bra, on the other hand, is singular. Now, in English, panties are plural, but bra is singular. 英语不是一门科学的语言。Remember that.
没想到你对这个课题这么有见地，
留心处处皆学问嘛。
继续吐槽啊、You know, Sean, there are quite a few idioms connected to nationalities and countries.
跟国家有关的习语。
Mm-hmm. For example, when you hear or read something that you do not understand, you say, "It's all Greek to me."
意思就是这个东西很难啊，理解不了，跟希腊语一样难。
但是希腊语并不是最难的语言。According to UNESCO,
联合国教科文组织
the other hardest languages are Arabic,
阿拉伯语
Icelandic,
冰岛语
Finnish,
芬兰语
Norwegian,
挪威语
Danish,
丹麦语
German,
德语
and French,
法语。
其实难易程度也挺难客观的说的，但是公认比较难的就两种、Arabic and Chinese.
Well, Chinese is pretty difficult, especially the written form.
And also, Chinese characersGave no clue, I mean, no clue about the pronunciation or the tone system. You know, You can't tell from how the characters look like.
汉语是象形的，表音并不是它的强项，所以确实是很难读写。
对呀、但是在英语中就不会说 It's all Chinese to me, or it's all French to me, or it's all Finnish, German, Icelandic.Arabic, to me!
你可真能抬杠。Your light is shining on me. I just don't realize it yet. I've been cooped up in a tower for hours and hours. The wrong guys all try to rescue me. 前面说的这个 It's all Greek to me 有一个意思完全一样的表达 It's all double Dutch to me.
荷兰语也很难，也是 I don't understand it all 的意思。
英语中不少拿荷兰人开涮。
对呀、比如拿酒能壮起来的胆，那就是 Dutch courage。
酒壮怂人胆。
但是在餐馆里各自付钱，千万不要说 Go Dutch。
谁都不知道 Go Dutch 这个词组哪儿翻出来的，谁也不懂。
可不嘛，你分别付账，你就直接说 We will pay separately。
Or we'll split the bill。
还英语中不光拿荷兰人开涮，还有法国人。就像我们刚才一爆粗口去说 Excuse my French
请您原谅我的法语
那如果你而不辞而别呢我们就说 You took a French leave
And there is the French letter
It does not mean a letter from France.
大家可以自己查查什么意思哈。
嗯，关于中国呢，有一个倒是挺有意思的词组啊，就是 a slow boat to China.
去中国的慢船。
嗯， It describes something that takes long time and extremely slow to reach its destination.
意思就是某事要经过一个极为漫长的过程。
On a slow boat to China, I will be in the sea. When we get there, you will see what we'll be. On a slow boat to China, I will be. We will see when we get there, what we'll be. 还有一种 as 的用法。好点多的不得了。
Well, like as red as rose, as white as snow.
哎，这些其实是跟中文差不多的那个部分，算是比较好理解的。
这个就是一种比喻吧，像什么什么一样。
嗯，名词术语 ，simile。
名誉。
Like this little town is as beautiful as a picture.
That man is as cunning as a fox.
As free as a bird.
As hungry as a wolf.
As brave as a lion.
As timid as a rabbit.
As innocent as a lamb. As mean as a wolf. Sharp as a tooth, as deep as a bite, as dark as the night, as sweet as a song, as right as a wrong, as long as a road, as ugly as a toad, as pretty as a picture, hanging from a picture, strong like a family, strong as I wanna be, bright as day, as light as a plane, as hard as nails, as grand as a whale.
Like a horse,
drink like a fish,
sleep like a log.
这个也好理解。
哎，有一些比喻呢，它还有很细节的描写，
很形象。比如说形容稀少，我们就会说像母鸡的牙齿一样的稀少。
As rare as hen's teeth.
Because we don't have any.
No.
如果要形容一个人非常非常的生气、愤怒，你可以说 as angry as a wrongly shot hog.
气得像一只被误伤的豪猪一样，太有画面感了。
但是我特别不能理解，为什么老说病得跟狗似的呢？
英语中也说 as sick as a dog。
那狗得罪谁了呀？
很形象啊，病得像一只哈士奇狗狗。
但是病得不轻。
对。
还有万能的什么什么 as hell， 加上地狱这个词，什么形容词都能搭。Like hot as hell, cold as hell, smart as hell, stupid as hell,
easy as hell, hard as hell.
很百搭。
我个人最不能理解的是 as cute as a bug.
Bug 多可爱呀！瓢虫 ladybug, 萤火虫 firebug, 可爱的小 bug。
别让程序员听见。
我们说的都不一回事儿。
那也不行，他们忌讳。你敢去程序员那屋跟他们说 ，Hey man, you're as cute as a bug. 你这不找死的吗？
但这绝不是激怒程序员的最好方式。
你要上天吗？
我告诉你啊，你啊，你现在去他们办公室转一圈，他们不是一行一行在那儿坐着码代码吗？
嗯，
你就跟他们说，哟，哥几个写 bug 呢，你去试试。
您真是说得一手好死啊，
花样作死。
别说 Michelle， 你今天吐的很多槽我都给你满分。
哎呦，真难得。如果我在吐槽方面有一丁点成绩的话，那是因为我侥幸站在了一些巨人的肩膀之上。
哦，那我们就说一说这些不幸的巨人吧。
为大家推荐一本书，书名是 The Mother Tongue。
嗯，
副标题是 English and How It Got That Way，
莱森英语词典。
嗯，我们今天讲的这一些梗啊，他讲的那是更稳准狠。
一部英语进化史是著名的幽默作家 Bill Bryson 写的，可以说是一个老炮作家对英语进行教科书式的吐槽。
那不是吐槽，那是地毯式轰炸，一边接着英语的老底儿，一边讲着欧洲和北美的文化演变。
英语世界里面文风犀利的作家不少呢，比如肖伯纳
George Bernard Shaw、
嗯、
赫本主演的那个窈窕淑女
My Fair Lady
就是根据他的一个剧本改编的。
我个人很喜欢他的风格。
所以你才把他的话印在我们自己的明信片上吗？
Never wrestle with pigs，
不要跟猪打架。
You get dirty and the pig like this.
有些人就是，他先是激怒了你，然后呢，你就被拉低到跟他一个层次上了。
然后用丰富的经验战胜你。
嗯，但肖伯纳他也被人泼过冷水。
谁啊？
Winston Churchill.
丘吉尔。
One day, George Bernard Shaw invited Churchill to the first night of his new play.
肖伯纳邀请丘吉尔参加他一场新戏的首演。
对，他在邀请信里写 ，Bring a friend if you have one.
讽刺丘吉尔没朋友。
丘吉尔回复说，去不了。Come, would it be possible to have a ticket for the second night?If there is one.
丘吉尔专业泼冷水。
对，做人的风格比较的硬朗。
没错，他说做人呢，不要害怕树敌。You have enemies? Good. That means you stood up for something sometime in your life.
说明你曾经仗义直言过。
And Mark Twain as well.
哎呀，马克吐温给我印象最深的一句话是 They didn't know whose quote it was, so they said it was mine.
凡是不知道谁说的名言都是马克吐温说的，
都是马云说的。
马云十大名言震撼朋友圈。
对，就冲这个标题掐指一算，这阅读量十万加。
要说毒蛇，别忘了 Oscar Wilde，
五国第一毒蛇。I can resist everything except temptation。
对，除了诱惑，我什么都能抗拒。
还说 My own business always falls me to death. I prefer other people's。
我自己的生活，自己的事儿，实在是太提不起劲儿来了。在别人的闲事管起来，那可有意思多了。
我认识的几个人中枪倒地，
黑的漂亮。
我就喜欢会自黑的人，省得我自己动手了呀。
对，他还说过一些意味深长的话。他说，我们每一个人都生活在阴沟里，区别是有一些人还是会仰望星空。
We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. 还说过。There are only two tragedies in life.
人生有两种悲剧。
One is not getting what one wants.
一种是得不到想要的。
And the other is getting it.
另一种是得到。
那这么伶牙俐齿的一个人，说他是前网络时代第一段子手，一点儿也不为过。
其实王尔德还是写过一些相当有名的童话。
快乐王子，自私的巨人，很虐心呢。
哎，我们会在后面的读书节目中啊，详细介绍一下必读书单。
后面再细说。In a land of make-believe, I saw a perfect happy ending.
So come on back and set me free. 其实这些人也算不上是最伟大的英语作家。
文无第一，武无第二吗？
但是他们的幽默的英语文风啊，是很值得一提。因为估计大家这些年读了不少板着脸的英语，是吧？科技文章、生物发现。政治经济文章，
语法文章，词汇讲解，
一想起来心里都是苦的。
真的，回望整个被英语狂虐的青葱岁月，那花样年华，哎，容易吗？
但是呢，它有可爱的一面。
比如我们刚刚读的这些反鸡汤的英语名言。
其实大家自己也可以试着用英语写一些有趣的东西，叙述一些有趣的事情，或者是真实的感受。
就从简单的一两句话开始写，慢慢的，也许你还能越写越长呢。
写完之后让英语好的人给修改一下，这是一个非常好的学习方法。
在犯错中学习，能够记得更清楚。
对，我们也做了另外一个小栏目，叫英语神吐槽。
吐槽我们生活的这个时代一些好玩的事儿。
这个栏目同样会在网易云音乐这个平台上更新。
我们也会以合集的形式在我们的微博和微信麦格兰岛上更新。
小麦的麦，格林兰岛的格兰岛，麦格兰岛，欢迎关注。
We would love you guys to join us in different ways. 你可以跟我们一起吐槽，
或者吐槽我们吐的槽，
或者来一个神翻译，然后跟我们一起开开玩笑。
In English, but Chinese is also fine if you prefer.
别总想着英语是门吓人的语言，老板着个脸。
哎，更不用说我们也不是板着脸教大家英语的老师了。
我们目前一个个推出的这些所有栏目都保留着跟大家互动的空间，希望能跟大家用一种幽默的形式交流，
交流中相互学习。
节目结束之前，问你几个问题吧。
What kind of question?
Many kinds. But remember, they are tricky.
Okay, 开始吧。
第一个Why do birds fly south for the winter?
Because it's cold in the north and they need to move to somewhere warmer.
This is a tricky question, okay? You can't think that way.
Okay, 那你继续转弯。Why do birds fly south for the winter? 因为要回南方老家过年。
你怎么想的 ？No， 哎呀，我告诉你好了，为什么飞回南方过冬 ？Because it's too far to walk there。
对，鸟也走不了那么远。
再给你一次机会吧。Listen， a man went on a trip。
谁说能远行？
哎，你能不能让我说完呢
？OK。
A man went on a trip on Friday. He stayed for 2 days and returned on Friday. 请问为什么？
时差吧。There are different time zones around the world.
我都怀疑你还能看懂手表吗？时差，它会区别那么大吗？ He stayed for 2 days only.
You got me. I give up.
好吧，答案是 because Friday is a horse.
Friday 是骑马。啊，好吧，这种题我也会出啊。
Okay.
You know there is an animal called deer.
A deer.鹿嘛，梅花鹿之类的。
Here's the question. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
A blind deer. No. That can't be right.
It's a tricky question. You gotta think outside the box.
猜不出来 I give up. What is it? What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
No idea.
估计你也看不懂手表了。
那我也至少不会说鸟的要回南方老家过年这种话吧。
我们留几道题给大家猜猜吧。
好。
Number one.
This is an English alphabet.
猜一个英文字母。
Which of the English alphabets has the most water?
第二个问题。
This is an English word.
这道问题呢是猜一个英语单词。What's the question?
If you put two letters to it, it becomes shorter. What is it?
请问这是哪个单词？最后一个问题。
What question can you never honestly answer yes to?
也就是说呢，有这么一个问题，只要你回答是的，你就一定在说谎。请问这个问题是什么？
Looking forward to your answers.
See you next time.
Bye guys.